At around age 15 or 16, I studied the stages of the path to enlightenment and began some form of meditation to cultivate the steps. I also began to give teachings, during which I had to perform more and more analytical meditation, since teaching and analytical meditation go hand in hand. The topic of the awareness of death is organized around three roots, nine reasons, and three decisions. The first root is the contemplation that death is definite. Death is definite because it will surely come and cannot be avoided. It is definite because our lifespan cannot be extended and diminishes unceasingly. Death is definite because even when we are alive, there is little time to practice. Therefore, the first decision is, I must practice. The second route is to contemplate that the time of death is indefinite. The time of death is indefinite because our lifespan in this world is indefinite. The time of death is indefinite because the causes of death are very many and the causes of life are few. The time of death is indefinite because the body is fragile. Therefore, the second decision is, I must practice now. The third route is the contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except practice. This is because at the time of death, our friends are of no help, our wealth is of no help, and our body is of no help. Therefore, the third decision is, I will practice non-attachment to any of the wonderful things of this life. It is the nature of cyclic existence that what is gathered will eventually disperse, parents, children, brothers, sisters, and friends. No matter how much friends like each other, eventually they must separate. Gurus and students, parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives and friends, no matter who they are, must eventually separate. While my senior tutor, Ling Rinpoche, was healthy, it was almost impossible, unbearable, for me to think about his death. For me, he was always like a very solid rock on which I could rely. I wondered how I could survive without him. But when he suffered a stroke, after which there was a second, very serious stroke, eventually the situation itself allowed part of my mind to think, now it would be better for him to go. Sometimes I have even thought that he deliberately took on that illness, so that when he did actually pass away, I would be ready to handle the next task, this being to search for his reincarnation.